Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, March 25th.
And you're hearing this because we didn't win the Powerball lottery over the weekend.
Exactly.
It rolled over once again, and it'll be worth $750 million this Wednesday, lump sum about $465 million, Chris.
Jeez.
Okay, so I can't promise Thursday show, but hey, right up into Wednesday, we're going to kill it.
Absolutely. And here's what you may have missed on the show this morning or whatever, but we talked about a really cool trick as to if you're struggling to maintain eye contact. I remember this back in like debate classes. Mm-hmm. Where you're supposed to look people in the eye.
Sure.
It gives it makes you feel competent and knows what you're doing, that you're actually in good, deep thought and talking with people.
When they teach you how to shake hands, you look somebody in the eye, you shake their hands firmly. You know.
But, you know, sometimes you kind of look at them as well, and you kind of freak out a little bit. Maybe they've got something in their teeth.
Some people are shy, too.
Right, you know? Exactly. So what they're saying is that a cool trick, instead of looking someone directly in the eyes, is to look at their chin.
And they can't tell the difference. They think you're looking at their eye, right?
Or look at their ear, or look at it's such a small, minute little difference. Yeah. You won't ever notice
exactly.
The big difference.
But if you look too, don't look below the chin because she'll go, "My eyes are up here." It happens.
And please don't do the whole creepy stare type thing because that might land you in trouble too.
And if your eyes are moving around, people go, "What's this guy hiding?"
Yeah, exactly. Saving money isn't always easy. In fact, why we hit the alarm and curse in the morning as we get up, stub our toe, go to the bathroom, and get cleaned up.
Got to make that money.
You got to make that money, baby. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they determined overall the average American spends $164.55 a day.
Which, listen to that, $164 a day. Now, it's not just coming out of your pocket, but think of all the things, your rent, your electricity, your gasoline.
Health insurance.
Maintenance on the car, you know, all that kind of stuff adds up. But that's a lot of money. That's like $1,100 a week.
Yeah.
Now, that's the average American.
That's the average American. That's how much you're spending on all sorts of stuff like that. Broken down by generation, millennials are paying a lot, $208.77 a day. They can say that actually could be due to the high college costs and college debt income
and
ratios.
Your child raising age,
too. You know, getting a babysitter and what have you. Gen Zers, which are the those under the age of 25, spend at least the least amount at $92.13.
All right.
Baby boomers, 65 plus, heading towards their retirement, spend only about $135.73 per day.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Gen X, we don't know where we are, but apparently we're somewhere between, $208 and $135. Okay. So I say $164.
I think you're the average.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're that average right there. But if you do the math on that, that's $60,000 take home a year to have that. And that's without savings.
That is very true.
Unless they're doing savings in there. I'm not sure all the categories, but it just blew me away. I couldn't believe how much that was.
And you know, if you win the lottery, you're going to be paying more than that.
Yeah, that's right.
We also talked about the avocado recall. This may not be a big play right now, but for you as you listen to this, but over the weekend, it looked like Henry Avocado out of California said all their California-grown avocados have been recalled. They were actually sent out into six states, one of them being Florida, and how you can kind of tell is if it's a traditional avocado, if it has a Bravocado sticker on it, B-R-A-V-O,
Bravocado, right.
That means it came from Henry Avocado.
I've never heard of those, which I think is good because I probably haven't shopped for them.
I looked at the stickers. I always do because I go to one of the stores that looks at they need the number on the sticker to figure out what it is.
The PLU number, yeah.
Right. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I can't even read this. This is my whole thing. I'm getting old. I'm like moving it further and further from my eyes. I can't see what the heck it is.
Here's a hack. Take a picture of it with your phone and blow it up.
There you go. See?
There are more things in my life I'm doing that with. So I'm passing this along to the younger generation.
All right. Good to
That's
know.
That's why you have a camera.
Okay? Good to know. Yeah. But they also say for the organic variety, it doesn't have a Bravocado sticker on it. It actually just says organic, and it will say California on it.
But the name of the company is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. That's not the varietal of the avocado. That's the name of the company that grows them.
The key word is California. If it's a avocado from Mexico, and even if it was distributed by this Henry company, they're okay.
It's bueno.
It's bueno. It's in only ones that are grown in California. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you bought them, you can either dispose of them or take them back to the store for a refund, but don't eat them just to be on the safe side.
Or you can throw them.
You could throw them, yes. Let's see. We also found out if you go to the store and you forget your list and items, what do you do? I've actually gone back and got my list a couple of times. And
I was saying, Campani, I don't have a list, and I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time in the snack aisle.
Oh, my. Yeah. So this is actually a pretty good hack because it really involves you actually not using a list at all, even if you're getting something that you're looking for. They say just kind of meander through the aisles.
Yeah, just go up and down the different aisles, and I guess that triggers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in your memory somewhere, what's left of it. And so it might trigger that, oh, yeah, I do need to have white vinegar.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. They surveyed more than 700 customers, and they said that those that even had looking for items that they didn't normally buy and even forgot their list was able to kind of get it together by just kind of meandering. And then I thought it was kind of interesting to find out. They said that you don't even really need a list. A lot of people don't use lists at all to stay on budget at all.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Which was, I was kind of interested in that. And then I thought, well, that's really true. I've tried to make lists before, and then I'll see a really good deal on something. Like,
yeah.
One of the stores had like spring cleaning stuff, so they had a bunch of BOGOs on cleaning stuff. And I was like, well, why would I not want to do that?
Exactly. Yeah, this is the time. And I try to keep a running list on my phone of the different grocery stores I shop at. And I was just getting, let me read you one right here. Here's a quick list of the things that
I can't wait for this.
These are totally out of the realm. I never really get this. I need saline spray. I need grill lighters, Greenworks multipurpose spray, orchid spray. We got an orchid over the weekend, and apples. So if I didn't have this list, I'd come home with apples and Slim Jims.
I'm trying for the moment, I thought, well, this has got to be like a home improvement store list. But then you threw me with apples.
No, this is a grocery store. But I'll be getting fruit at the grocery store. But these are other things that I can get right there and make one stop.
Okay. I'm with you on that. All right. There was also a survey that came out that talked about looking for roommates. I think we've all had them in our younger days, and even maybe as we've gotten older. And but they found out, according to this survey of over 6,000 roommates and those that are looking for roommates, they found that 99.9% of them have all of these things in common that they're looking for in a roommate. Somebody who's respectful, responsible, honest, and that are clean or neat.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Maybe two out of three?
Yeah.
Or four?
Let's see here. 74% of roommates said that they definitely do not want to live with a smoker.
Wow, I believe that.
It's amazing how that number's creeped up throughout the years, too.
Your clothes will smell like smoke.
You know, I remember when I had a roommate, I was smoking.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Wow, were the guy.
I was the guy. I was living with a smoker, too. So
but if you smoke, you really don't smell it.
No, you don't.
On your clothes.
But we kept stealing each other's lighters. That's about it. Let's see. 1 in 3 participants said they wanted roommates to share in similar styles, a sense of style. For instance, if they liked exercise or home improvements or they like to bake.
Like lifestyle stuff.
Yeah. As well as being able to share the Netflix subscription password, save a little money. Just make sure when the relationship ends, change your password.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they said drinking habits play into this as well. A quarter of the participants said it's important that the roommate drinks wine.
Well, that's all right.
A little bonding there with the Zambino.
Sure.
And then for those that are 20s or something, the Gen Zs, it was who just found out, 40% of them said that they wanted to have fun people they can party with.
All right. I want to party all the time, so I won't be that person.
Are you kidding me?
No.
You were talking about how you were at the Embers Wine and Food Festival for all 3 days.
Yeah, man. That was incredible.
I don't know how you did that, man. I haven't done that since college. 3 days of drinking wine.
You got to pace yourself. That's the secret, is pacing yourself.
That's true. But
it was an incredible weekend.
It was. It was a lot of fun, but it was just kind of like one of those things like, I can't do 3 days. I can squeeze out maybe a day and a half, and that's about it.
Well, I got a new liver on eBay coming.
You do? Good call. Good call.
As I was leaving, I go, I got to go bid on a new liver. I got to get out of here.
And then today we learned about hot coffee and cold brew coffee, because cold brew is picking up, and it is getting warm out, so why would you not want cold coffee?
You see it on the grocery shelves now. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
There's a local group of guys in Gainesville area that it's called Brio, B-R-I-O, and it's a cold brew coffee.
Cool.
I'm thinking, I was impressed. It must be that popular where
they make stores.
Some local folks can actually make it and get it on the store shelves,
Yeah, the fit that one to kind of look at is because, coffee is a healthy drink. I mean, especially when you compare it to soft drinks or anything like that.
But you don't add a lot of stuff to it, but it's got, just black coffee, it's got great antioxidants.
So they wanted to know, if it's cold, does it kind of make that worse? The only difference they found between hot and cold coffee is that the hot coffee tended to have more of the antioxidants.
Right.
active as you drank it versus a cold. So it's still saying even cold coffee, although it may not have as many antioxidants, right, it's still kind of a great beverage for you instead of maybe a soda if you're looking for a little pick-me-up.
But it's not like if your brewed coffee went cold on the desk that you forgot to it. Brewed the cold coffee, the cold brew is like done the night before. You put the ground beans in the water and you give it all night to leach and then you filter it and drink it. That's the difference between it.
Funny story, when we went to see my sister and brother-in-law in Houston for Christmas, they got a new Keurig, which had a cold brew coffee setting on it.
Really?
And my brother-in-law accidentally left it on there thinking that he was going to have cold. He wanted coffee immediately, but put it on cold brew.
Right.
And part of the idea is that you actually have ice in a cup that it goes into. He didn't do that as well. So when he got the coffee, which looked like it was a normal amount of coffee, it was so strong and potent.
Really?
He was like, holy smokes, I just killed myself. But really? it was kind of waiting for that water to dilute it, and it needed to soak into it a little, you know, like you're saying, overnight.
Yeah, right.
For it to make it to the cold brew.
All right, well, that's a lesson learned there.
Yeah, I think he learned his lesson. He said that was the first time he had used it, so he fixed it since then. So there's our show for today, Monday, March 25th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC, ya.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.